We recently learned in Daf Yomi a sugya about Lechem Mishneh, where a person has an obligation to eat three meals on Shabbos, and by each meal he should use two loaves of bread, two challahs, to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh. A very interesting question came up. Imagine a person is invited at the Simcha, may it be a Sheva Bruches, a Bar Mitzvah, or Shalashudas in Shul, and every person is served a plate with a challah, a personal challah for each person. We go, we wash our hands, we come back. Can we use the challah of our neighbor in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh? Can we take his challah, say the Bruch HaMoitzi Lech Menoretz, put the challah back, and then eat our challah? Did we fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh or not? Now, before answering this question, let's perhaps explore a totally different topic together and then come back to this question. When a person is invited at a function, a dinner, or a regular meal, can he, as a guest, take the food which is being served to him, and instead of eating it up himself, can he bring it home to his family or share it with a friend? In other words, the food which is being served to you, does it belong to you? Can you decide that you want to use it in order to share it with your family or friends? Or was the food given to you just for one purpose, to enjoy it at this meal? If you do want to enjoy it, great. And otherwise, you just have to leave it there and leave it to the host. Now, this question is by a function, a dinner, or just a regular meal where you are a guest. Is the food being given to you by the host yours? Can you do whatever you want with the food? Or is it just yours for the sake of eating this food? But if you want to do anything else with it, you need to ask prior permission to the owner. A similar question. A person stays in a hotel. He goes down and has breakfast in the morning. He sees a good friend and he invites the friend, come have breakfast together with me. I'm not so hungry today. You can have the breakfast instead of me. Is this allowed or not? Can you say, I would eat breakfast, therefore I can give over my breakfast to someone else? Or it's your breakfast. If you want to eat, great. Otherwise, you need to go and ask permission from the hotel to give over this breakfast to someone else. Now, we're not talking in a case where the other person would eat more than you would, or if you take more food home than what you are being served. This is already a different question. But my question is, if you take exactly the same amount that you would eat, and instead of eating it yourself, you want to do other things with this food, is this allowed or not? Now, this question seems to be addressed in a very clear Gemara in Churin. The Gemara is in Daf Tzadik Dalet Umed Aleph. And the Gemara says the following. Ve'ein hu'olchim rashuim litein mima shelifneim libnoi oy lebitoy shebalabais. Guests are not allowed to take the food being served to them and give it over to the son or the daughter of the host. Elohim kein not lo rishus mibalabais. Unless they ask for clear permission. Can I take this food? Can I give it to your son? Can I give it to your daughter? Otherwise, it would be forbidden. And the Gemara says a very sad story. Umase be'echot shezimen gimel olchim b'shnei batzoros. A host invited three guests in the years of hunger. The only thing which he could serve them is three eggs. Bo b'noi shebalabais. Probably the hungry son of the owner came. Nutal echad mehen, one of the guests, had pity and took his egg, and he gave his chelkoi, gave his part to v'nos noloi, gave it to the son. V'chein shleini, the second guest did the same thing. V'chein shlishi, the third guest did the same thing. So the son walked away with three portions of food. Bo uviv, the host comes back, shel tinok, from his child. He sees he has one portion in his mouth and two in his hand. Now the Gemara says a very sad ending to the story. He hit his son. and Umeis, the son died. Came and Shirwa so Imoy, when the mother saw what was happening, also Legak, she went to the roof and Aflo and jumped or fell down, Umeiso, and she died as well. Afu Olo Lagag, and then the father also went on the roof, Venufal, and he also fell down, Umeis, and he died. Umar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Al Duvo Ze, Nehergu, Gimel Nefushis Misur. Because of this story, because that the guests shared their food with someone else, three people of Klal Yisrael died. A strange story, but the halacha seems to be clear. When you are being served food, you cannot share this food with someone else. It's being given just to you. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Aruch Chaim. Read Shulchan Aruch. Orchim, guests, hanichnusim etze balabais, einom rashuim litoim lifneim. They can't take the portion which is given to them, velitein libnoit, give it to the son, oile avdoi shebalabais, elo imkei not lirishis mi balabais. Unless they ask permission, and of course, once you receive permission, you can do whatever you want. So the questions being asked before seem to be a clear gemura, a shulchan aruch. Food which is being given to a guest doesn't belong to the guest. It's not theirs. They can eat it, they can enjoy it, but do other things with the food is not, it's not being given to them for this purpose. If they would ask permission, of course it would be allowed. But if, as long as they don't ask permission, they can't do whatever they want. And therefore, our original question when the person is being invited to the function and he decides he doesn't want to eat the food, he wants to bring it to his family, he would need to ask permission of the owner first. The same thing, a person is invited at the simcha or any occasion, or he's a regular guest. The host prepared him a nice bowl of fruits, and he's not hungry, but he wants to share these fruits with his friend. He would need to ask permission before. The problem, however, is that there is a remo in Evin Ezer who seems to contradict this aduch. The remo in Sim Chuf Ches, Siv Yud Zayin, brings the following case. A person, again, is being a guest. He receives his portion from the host. He goes to a woman and he says, Hareyat mekudeshes li be, with this food, with this piece of meat or this fruit. As long as it is shuve pute, the worth of this food is a pute, the woman is mekudeshes. Now we know kiddushin can only be done with something which belongs to you. If a person goes and steals money and takes his money and gives it to a woman, she's not Mekudesh because it doesn't belong to him. He can't give it to someone else. He can't acquire anything if this money or this food doesn't belong to him. Still, the Remo holds, taking the portion being given to you and giving it to a woman and say, Areat Mekudesh Esli, with this food, is valid. Doesn't this contradict the Gemara you read before? If you as a host are not allowed to take this food and do whatever you want with it, it seems to be that the food doesn't belong to you. It's only being given to you to enjoy it, but you can't do whatever you want. You can't give it to the son of the host. You can't give it to your friends. You can't give it to anyone. If so, how can a person take this money or this food and be mekadesh isha with it? Says the Taz, indeed, it contradicts our Gemurah. It contradicts the Haluch in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, and therefore he maintains the Kiddushin are not fully valid. Perhaps they are valid, because maybe the owner was happy that he would take the food and give it to someone else. But since we don't know what the owner was thinking, the Kiddushin are only Sufik Kiddushin. And therefore it's very difficult to understand why the Remor is contradicting a clear Gemurah and a clear Haluch and Shulchan. However, it would not make sense that the Remor forgot this Gemur. So what is the source of this Remor? Why did the Remor hold that a guest can use the food and do whatever he wants with it? May it be bring to his family or be Mekadesh a issue with this food? Says the Vilna Gaon a very interesting answer. The Vilna Gaon says, you know what the source of the Remor is? Exactly the same Gemara we learned in Chulin. The Gemara we learned that a person cannot use the food and give it to the son of the Balabais, for where we learned that a guest does not own the food being given to him, from here the Rambam understood that he can take this food and use it for Bimekadosh Eish. How is that? So it contradicts our halacha. Says the Vilna Gaon, why does the Gemara tell us stories? The Gemara doesn't just tell stories. The Gemara is not a book which tells stories. Why is it so important for us to bring this tragedy where the guest shared his food and three people were killed because of this incident? Says the Vilna Gaon, you know why? Because from here we see that a person owns the food. And a guest can take the food and do whatever he wants with it. Once the food was given to him, it's his. And he can decide to share it with his family, he can decide to eat it, or he can decide to give it to a woman and to marry her. However, in this specific case, where there was a hunger, where there wasn't enough food, their person needs to think twice. In such a case where there isn't enough food, there is a different case. And then only in this situation is a person not allowed to use the food for different reasons. But in regular cases where there's enough food for everyone, there's no question about it. The person can take this food and do whatever he wants with it. So it seems to be that we have here a machloikis. On the one side, we have the Taz who maintains that from our Gemara, it's clear whatever a person is being given to is not his. And therefore, a person who is invited at a function, a person who is invited at the meal, at the dinner, at the chasna, and he wants to take his portion and share it with someone who is not invited, cannot do so before asking first permission. However, the Gaon maintains, no, the food being given to you is yours. Once it's on your plate, you can do whatever you want. You can sell it. You can give it to a woman and you can then say aret mekudeshesli with this portion, and you can as well use it to share it with your family at home. Another proof being given to the opinion of the Taz by the Maharit, which is quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch, and he brings an interesting comparison. The Gemara in Bava Metzia discusses about the wage of an employee who works in the field, and he has, let's give an example, he earns 100 pounds a day for his work. He takes down the apples of the tree, and for this he gets 100 pounds a day. Now there is another halacha which the Mishnah brings, that except of these 100 pounds a day which he earns, he can also eat the apples while he's busy with his work. So imagine he can eat 5 apples during his work, so his wage would be 100 pounds and another 5 apples. 100 pounds for the work he did, and because he's eating the fruits, we also want him to enjoy them, and he can also eat the fruits which he is working with. So the Gemara asks, how do we consider these fruits? Do we consider that part of his wage? In other words, his wage is 100 pounds daily plus another 5 apples, or his wage is only 100 pounds? The 5 apples he eats a day is a present Hashem gave him. It's not nice for a person to work and see delicious food and not being able to eat it. And therefore Hashem decided that we will grant him another present and he's allowed to eat these 5 fruits. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? What's the difference if these 5 apples are part of his wage or these 5 apples are being given to him as a present? Says the Gemara, you know what's the difference? If he decides he wants to fast this day, he doesn't want to eat these apples, can he take these apples home and share it with his family? If it's part of his wage, no one will tell him what he should do with the 100 pounds, and no one will tell him what he should do with these 5 apples. He can take them and do whatever he wants. However, if these 5 apples are not part of his wage, it's a present being given by Hashem, a divine present. Therefore, the present is just for him. The present was given to him in order that he should enjoy it. But it wasn't given to him in order to share it with his friends. Says the Marit, from here we see that whenever something is being sold to a person, whenever it's his, he can do whatever he wants. But when something is being given as a present to a person, he can enjoy it. But he can't decide he won't enjoy it, but he wants someone else to enjoy these fruits or whatever it might be. And therefore, in the case where a person is a guest and the host gives him a present, he gives him a portion of food. It was being given to him for him to enjoy, but not for him to share it with someone else. And if he decides he doesn't want to eat it, he wants to share it, he has to go to the owner and ask him permission. Do you mind? I'm not hungry, but I know at home they'd be very happy if I bring this beautiful dessert. Can I take it and bring it home? So this seems to support the opinion of the Taz. Let's go back to our two questions we asked. We asked, can a person enjoy the food being given to him, and not only enjoy it himself, but can he bring it home if he is a guest at the dinner, a guest at the function, a guest by regular host? Is the food being given to him his? Can he do whatever he wants with the food, or it's his food that he can eat it, he can enjoy it, but he can't share it, and he definitely can't go to a woman and say Hareat Mekudeshes Li with this meat. It seems to be a machloikis between the Taz and the Vilna Gaon and other opinions. The Taz holds it's not yours, and therefore you can only eat it. If you want to bring it home, you would need to ask permission before. The Vilna Gaon says, no, it's yours. Do whatever you want with it. And because there are two opinions, a person should be machmir and should not take the food home unless he received permission earlier. What's with our second case? When a person is a guest in a hotel, he goes down for breakfast, but instead of eating the breakfast himself, he has an old friend who invites and says, you know what, I'm not hungry today. I'm entitled to one breakfast. Can you eat the breakfast instead of me? Here, everyone would agree that this would be allowed. Why? Because the person is paying for his breakfast. It's not a present he received. He pays for this breakfast, and once a person pays for it, we saw with the wage, once out of five apples are part of the wage, you can do whatever you want with it. And therefore, here where he pays for the breakfast, it's his. And if he decides that someone else should enjoy it, he can decide. Now, if there's a contract at the hotel and they have their own rules, of course, the person has to follow the rules of the hotel because he signed the contract. But otherwise, he may do so without asking permission, and he can invite someone else. Of course, the other person cannot eat more than what he would eat, because then it's already a different question if this would be allowed or not. A similar question is being raised about matzah. When a person invites guests by the Leila Seder, just like there's a mitzvah of Lochem by Dalet Minim, a person has to own the Dalet Minim, so too the post can bring a requirement that a person should own his matzahs before he eats them at Leila Seder. Now, if there are different guests at the table who are invited and they want to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the matzahs, they also need to own the matzah. Now, if we maintain that a guest owns the food being served to him, so each matzah the person receives, each matzah which is in front on his plate, belongs to him. And if it belongs to him, he can do whatever he wants with it, definitely can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. However, if you maintain that he doesn't fully own it, it was being given to him and he's allowed to eat it and enjoy it, but he doesn't fully own it. Therefore, it would be questionable if he could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, says the Tzfas Emes, a guest should be koinish, make a kinyan on the matzahs. He should lift up the matzahs being given to him, and only once it's his, then he can fulfill the mitzvah. Once he made the kinyan, he was coined from the owner, from the host, then he could fulfill the mitzvah. And there are different opinions if it's required by matzah or not. Some hold that matzah is different because every host wants his guest to fulfill the mitzvah fully, and therefore we can assume that it was given to him as an exception that he should fully own it, and therefore there are different opinions if this is required by matzah or not. But the question is the same question we are asking. Is a guest, does he own the food being served to him or not? Now let's go back to our first question. The question we asked is a person who is invited at a simcha, at a sheva bruches, a bar mitzvah, or as shalosh shulis in shul. The host, the owner, serves everyone with one challah. Everyone is being given one challah. Now a person goes, he washes his hand, and he comes back to the table. His neighbor is not here yet. He wants to use the challah of his neighbor. And together with both of these challahs, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh. Is this okay or not? Why should this be a problem? Reb Shloimeh Zalman Auerbach debates an interesting question. Can a person fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh with a challah she'ula? Challah she'ula means a challah which was being borrowed. A person has only one challah. He goes to his neighbor, he knocks on his door and says, can you please lend me another challah? I need two challahs for Lechem Mishneh. Neighbor says, no problem, please bring back the challah because I need it later. But you can use the challah. He takes the challah, now he has two challahs, and he says the bruch of Amoitzi, he eats his challah and brings back the second challah to his neighbor. Said Reb Shloimeh Zalman, I'm not sure that the person fulfilled the mitzvah. Why? Said Reb Shloimeh Zalman, why do we eat Lechem Mishneh in order to remind ourselves of the ness that a person, that every yid in the midbar received a double portion of man on Erev Shabbos? Now, just like the man, both portions were being able to be eaten by the owner, a person could eat both portions. Perhaps the way how a person fulfills the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh has to be in such a way where the person can eat both challahs. Now, if you borrow a challah from your friend, he doesn't want you to eat this challah, because once you will eat the challah, he won't have Lechem Mishneh. So therefore, one challah, your challah, you can eat, but the second challah that you borrowed, you can't eat. You have to give it back the way it is. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh is to remind ourselves of the ness of the man, and by the man a person was able to eat both portions, perhaps the only way how a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh is when he can eat both challahs. And therefore he stays with the question, he stays with the tzuruch ian, if a person fulfills his mitzvah this way. And it's machloikis in the poskim, some poskim maintain that it's not a problem, a person can fulfill the mitzvah with the bread being borrowed from someone else. Now, having learned the haluchas of a guest and a host, how do we look, what is the status of the challah being served to each person at the simcha? We brought before machloikis, taz and the Vilna Gaon. If the food being served by the host, does it belong to the guest now? Is it now the food which the guest owns and he can do whatever he wants with it? Or the food is owned by the owner? He allows the guest to eat it, but the food doesn't belong to the guest. Therefore, here it would be the same question. The challah which is in front of you, do you own the challah? Can you take this challah home and say, I don't want to eat, I ate already challah shudus, I want to share it with my family? Or was the challah being given to you for you to enjoy? And if you don't want to enjoy it, if you want to bring it home, you have to ask the host, do you mind that I take this challah home? Why would this make a difference? Imagine the challah is not on your plate. Imagine the challah is in a big basket in front of you on the table. So you can go to this basket, take two challahs, and fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh. Because this challah were given to you by the host, there's no mitzvah of lochem. A person does not need to own the challahs. He just needs to have the option of being able to eat both challahs, according to this opinion. And therefore, when all the challahs are in one big basket in front of him, and he takes two challahs, and the host would be very happy for him to eat either or both challahs, he would definitely fulfill the mitzvah according to all opinions. However, here the challah was not in a basket. The challah was being served to each person. Now my question is, the challah which is being given to your neighbor, does your neighbor own this challah or not? If he does own the challah, if it's his, if you would take away his challah, and you would take it home, you would be stealing the challah from your neighbor. Now here you're not stealing the challah because you only lift it up in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh. And of course he'd be delighted for you to fulfill the mitzvah with his challah. But he would not be very happy if you eat his challah, because then he wouldn't have any more complete challah. And therefore, this would be the same question. Because you take a challah which doesn't belong to you, you borrow it, and you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. However, if we maintain like the Taz, that the challah is not owned by your neighbor, but still the challah of the host, therefore would be no problem of taking both challahs and fulfilling the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. So in this case, well, on the one hand, Poskim say that you could fulfill the mitzvah with a borrowed challah. It's a machloikis, but there are many Poskim who allow it. And there are also Poskim like the Taz, who maintain that the challah does not belong to your neighbor, it belongs to the host, and therefore also wouldn't be a problem. So in this case, we could use a tzir of both opinions. On the one hand, the opinions who allow using a borrowed challah. On the other hand, the opinions who maintain that the challah, which is served to your neighbor, does not belong to him. It belongs to the host, and the host would be very happy for you to use both challahs. And even to eat them, there must be enough, plenty challahs in the kitchen. And therefore, in this case, it would be no problem to use this challah. So repeating the original question we had, and the two other questions we had about the host, it seems to be a big machloikis if a guest can use the food he has for whatever he wants, or only for eating it. And because it's a machloikis, a person should not take home food being served to him unless he receives clear permission. However, by the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh, where many opinions hold that a person can fulfill Lechem Mishneh with a challah which is borrowed. And here we question, is it at all considered being borrowed from your guest, or is it still from the host? Therefore, it would be no problem to use your neighbor's challah and fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh. Other question being asked is, can you fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh with frozen bread, with matzah on Erev Pesach, where you can't enjoy, you can't use this bread? And this would be similar to the question we asked about borrowed bread. Thank you very much. I wish you a beautiful day.